It's been a contentious day in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer charged with killing George Floyd last year. Attorneys for both sides frequently objected during witness testimony. Darnella Frazier was the teenager who took the now infamous video of Chauvin pressing his knee into Floyd's neck. Here's her testimony describing that moment for the prosecution.
I heard George Floyd saying, "I can't breathe, please get off of me. I can't breathe." He cried for his mom. He was in pain. It seemed like he knew. It seemed like he knew it was over for him.
Minnesota Public Radio's Reham Fashir joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So we heard some emotional testimony there from Darnella Frazier. Also today, Donald Williams, he was the bystander who confronted Chauvin at one point, told him to get off of Floyd, to stop restraining him. What were some of the other key moments from today's testimony?
Yeah, so Donald Williams is a wrestler and a mixed martial arts fighter. So not only did he watch the entire thing play out, he said he tried to warn the police officers that the move was dangerous according to his training. He described it as a blood choke that cuts off oxygen and that he saw Floyd gasping for air after Derek Chauvin continued pressing his knee and shimmying it back and forth into George Floyd's neck. You also heard, just now from Darnella Frazier, she's on the stand, and she said she felt threatened by Chauvin and the other cops because they pulled out mace every time someone from the crowd tried to get closer. She saw Floyd in pain, crying out for his mom, and that Chauvin knelt even harder instead of getting up.
Well, why did attorneys on both sides object so much during these testimonies?
So it all goes back to what is allowed into evidence and what's not. And it can get complicated when witnesses are testifying and in the moment talking about their reaction to something. So objections happened a lot during Donald Williams' testimony because he has so much experience in martial arts. He can talk about what he saw and he can talk about his training and, warning the police officers about the dangerous move and everything like that. But he can't really draw conclusions. That's what the court ordered, is that they can't really draw conclusions from what they saw because they're not expert witnesses, and that's left to expert witnesses who will testify, like the medical examiner. So and this is all because the cause of death is such a highly contested issue, whether it's the knee that killed George Floyd or whether it's something else, as the defense has said.
All right. Minnesota Public Radio's Reham Fashir, thank you very much for the update.
You're welcome.